And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Yep, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, that was, Boomer, that was an amazing interview, was it not?
Wow.
So that was just way cool. So, yeah, so a lot of folks don't realize the Right Side studio is actually now located in Gadsden. We actually set up, we cover all of North Alabama. I mean, the entire thing. Like, you can hear us on the radio almost anywhere. We live stream the show. We got a ton of followers in Huntsville, where I did a lot of my growing up. But for the last 30 years, my family has been in Gadsden, where I was called to serve, where I spent time in the state Senate. Had no idea until we did this interview just now that Jared Hudson, who's running for Jeffco Sheriff, not only is he from Gadsden originally, he and I have a bunch of the same personal friends.
It's amazing.
We were sitting here during the breaks going, and you know who? And you know what? And you know your aunt and uncle is who? I mean, that was crazy. But I love that. That's good stuff. And in fact, what'd you say? You used to babysit his cousins or something like that when they were little?
That's right. Yeah, I did.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
So everybody needs to get out on November 8th, right?
Yeah, I'm saying in Jefferson County, I mean, everybody needs to get out and vote no matter what.
Absolutely.
And in fact, I don't even care. I'll say this loosely because I want Republicans to win. I don't care who you're voting for. If you don't vote, you're abdicating one of your basically one of your dearest rights, if you will. But that being said, if you're in Jefferson County and you want a sheriff who sounds like the one you just heard, well, that's the one you're voting for. All right. Conservative Republicans, y'all need to know that you've got somebody on the ticket who has not only been there and done that, who's not only had the t-shirt, you know, for the time served, but he literally loves the Lord and he makes no bones about it. And oh, by the way, the man's got an MBA. He's got, you know, almost a decade in the SEALs. He's got multiple combat deployments. He's a firearms instructor. He's already a law enforcement officer. And oh, by the way, he's running for sheriff. So how about it? And also, too, one of the things that really caught my attention, and we didn't get to talk about it much because we ran out of time, is he is very involved. He's got a 501c3 called the Covenant Rescue Group, which deals with human trafficking firsthand. And that's a huge deal. All right. Listen, we're gonna head into the next hour here in a minute, but I got to tell you, here's something else that's way cool about Right Side Radio. As the word gets out about this show, it's beginning to attract opportunities and possibilities and guests that are pretty cool. So Boomer and I spent our morning doing a full-on, like, no-holds-barred interview with none other than Ted Nugent. How cool was that, Boomer?
Oh, it was incredible. There was nothing held back.
No.
Nothing.
Might be a tad of editing that has to be done.
That's okay. That's okay.
But yeah, but Ted Nugent is gonna. We're gonna play that live tomorrow. I say live. We're gonna replay it for you tomorrow at 2:30. So you gotta tune in tomorrow. Those of you that are in Birmingham, we're doing it in the 2:30 hour to make sure that it's on at a time when you can hear it. All right. So 2:30 to probably what do you think total length of time is gonna be?
Probably 3:15.
3:15. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, probably 3:15.
We just kept going.
Just kept going. It never stopped.
He was having a good time, and so were we.
Oh, it was a blast.
And I got to tell him. You know what was really cool for me too was on a personal note, I got to thank him because he and Toby Keith came to Baghdad while I was there. I got his autograph in Baghdad in 2004, and I got to tell him the story and show him the autograph on the video, which was cool.
That was really cool. He got on to me, too.
He got on to you.
He did.
Apparently,
it was my fault, though.
Yeah. You didn't play his music as a bump music. So we had literally part of the bump was an Aerosmith song, and he starts going, "What are you doing? Why would you play Aerosmith when you've got Ted Nugent on the air? What is happening right now?" And he had a few choice words.
Yes, yes, he did.
Hey, Boomer, you got cussed out by Ted Nugent.
I did. I can say that now.
All right, listen, we're going to move over to the Triple Dipper when we get back from this. We've had a full show. We've had breaking news. Of course, we had the Right Side Way monologue about Zawahiri being taken out. And we've had Boomer and the Birdman, which was great. And we just had an amazing interview. We spent the better part of an hour with Jared Hudson, who is running for sheriff of Jefferson County. Those of you that are in Birmingham, we're signing off with you now. You're going to be picked up by my friend Greg Davis, Priority Talk. But those of you in Huntsville, we're staying on board, man. We got another hour. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.